Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pierce Briner and Landry Anderson. They are members of the Price City Youth Council, and they've got an event coming up that's a rock painting and memorial walk, all for children's cancer awareness. And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the Price City Youth Council and some of the things that they do and just kind of how they operate. Pierce, Landry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Anytime. And Pierce, we're going to kind of start with you. And we're going to talk about the Price City Youth Council. How long have you been on the Price City Youth Council?
I joined the Price City Youth Council spring of my sophomore year. So I've been on the council for about a year and a half.
Okay. And what kinds of things have you guys done on the Youth Council while you've been there?
Well, the youth plan their own activities. Some of them are just for fun, like block parties. What the mayor likes to see the most is the community service. That's what I like to do. So last week we painted curbs on Main Street because the governor was coming.
You guys do really, it's really a lot of like community service projects, basically.
That's right. And last summer I also did a Briner Pioneer Museum cleanup project.
And how did that go?
It went well. I think it's good to just make the city look more presentable. Like the mayor says, we're trying to sell the town to our visitors.
Now, how do you get on the Price City Youth Council? Is there a nomination process? Is there, how does that all work?
So there is a nomination process in spring, but we are allowed to bring any committee members that we want to on to help with any projects that they're interested in.
So are you only on it for a year at a time?
Yes.
So you go in for 1 year and you do that, and then you decide, hey, you know what, this is something that I want to stick with, and I think I'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
So have you had one service project that you've liked more than any of the other ones that you've done?
I mean, I like the projects that I plan just because I feel like I'm the most involved with those. But I'd say they're all pretty fun.
And so it's really just it's like a passion thing of yours. It's in you, and this is what you want to do. So that's why you enjoy those the most.
Yeah.
All right. And you've got one coming up this week, and then it kind of trails into September. So Landry, we're going to kind of turn things over to you and let you talk about this. It is a rock painting and a memorial walk, and it's all for childhood cancer awareness. First and foremost, Landry, I'm going to have to ask you, how many years have you been on the Youth Council?
I joined in my eighth grade year, so this is my second year on the council.
So you're going into your second year. And is this a project that you came up with, or is this kind of a group idea, or how did this project come about?
This is a project I came up with. This year we have like a new system where there's a committee out of the council, and each committee is assigned a month. So I decided that we would do my project for September because September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
So you've decided to do something, and the more I read into it, it actually sounds kind of fun. So you've gone through now, and you're going to, you're just going to paint rocks. So let's talk about that and how people can do this.
Okay, so the rocks are painted gold, and then this week, Friday and Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can come and paint a design on a golden rock. So you can put, like, memories, names, kind words, animals, dates, or symbols, or just about anything you can think of.
And then once everybody has gone through this week and painted on those rocks, what are you guys going to do with all of them?
They'll be stored until September 18th, and they'll be placed at Price River Walkway in a form of a memorial where people can come and walk and view and be together during what can be a hard time for some.
So that's going to be on September 18th, and you'll be putting them along the walkway, and that's where the memorial walk comes in. So there's really, you know, it's just a matter of getting the community together, doing this as this project, and then being able to go and appreciate everything that the community has done.
Yep.
Okay, if people have questions about this, who can they call down City Hall? What do they need to do?
They can call City Hall. They can message Price City on their social medias. Or if they find a direct line to the mayor, they can talk to the mayor.
And take care of it that way. Now, I'm going to ask you both something. Are you going to continue to do this, Landry? Do you like Price City Youth Council? Is this something that you're going to enjoy doing and you kind of got a little bit of a bug now?
Yep, I think I'll stay on it through high school.
And I asked Pierce, have you had a project that you've enjoyed?
this Christmas, we made wreaths, and we put them up at people's houses that maybe needed some Christmas spirit or weren't able to do it themselves. That was my favorite, to see everyone get happy at Christmas time.
So that was your favorite project so far?
Yep.
All right, Pierce Briner and Landry Anderson with the Price City Youth Council. They're going to have a rock painting this week and then a memorial walk September 18th. Get out there, have some fun. If you've got questions, hit up Price City on their social media or call down City Hall. Pierce, Landry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check on our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.